Oh my gosh, Christine, this damn movie is...
Hello, horror fiends, and welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the podcast where we dive into all things horror and spoil the hell out of every movie we discuss. With me, Big D, as your host, be prepared for a terrifyingly good time. From classic slasher flicks to contemporary horror masterpieces, we're going to explore the genre from every angle that we can and leave no stone unturned. Horror, Prince, and Shine. New conversations, same podcast. So buckle up, Bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned.
Hello and welcome back to another demonically possessed inspired episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now today we have Christine back in the his house because we are going over Demons 2. Now, if you remember correctly, Christine and I don't know, some time ago we covered Demons 1, right?
Yes.
So now we're diving into Demons 2. What's going on, Christine? How you been?
Been doing well. How about you?
I'm spectacularicious, baby. Spectacularicious. Okay, so the first thing I got to ask you, Christine, is how was your April Fool's Day?
How was my April Fool's Day?
How was your April Fool's Day?
It was good. I got tricked.
Wait. You picked up a trick or you got tricked?
I got tricked.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a little
bit
better.
I picked up a trick. What is that?
So what? Oh, yeah. Because your mom, what did she say? She won $10,000?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Let me pull this up here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. What the shit's going on? I got your mom too. So, I mean, we were watching Demons 2 last night together and I got your mom. So
yeah,
it was a little bit of payback for you there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Know what I mean, Vern? So Demons 2 from 1986. Now, before we dive too far into it, let's go ahead and go over, it's written by and directed and produced by the same people. So, we have Lamberto Bava and Dario Argento back on the scene, which is good because I love those guys. They do great work. We'll get into the movie here in a minute, but So the movie does star David Edwin Knight, who plays George. Nancy Brilli, who plays Hannah.
Okay.
Corey, I'm going to go through the same problem we did last time because I can't pronounce half these damn names. Coralina Cataldi Tassoni. I'm guessing she's Italian, so maybe I should say Tassoni, something like that. Now, one of the interesting things here was Bobby Rhodes, who plays Hank. He was the guy that was also in the first one who played the pimp. In this one, he plays like a, weightlifting instructor or something like that in the gym.
Yeah, something like that.
I saw you eyeballing my glass here. Chill out. Jeez. Now, we also have Asia Argento as Ingrid Haller. I'm getting into some Asia Argento a little bit later, but... Yeah, I don't even want to go through all these damn people here. There's a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah, I know.
So let's just go ahead and skip past the rest of the cast and get right into the bits and pieces of them. Now, the movie starts. They're showing this the show because everybody's watching it on their TV screens across. The movie was filmed in Germany, so the people are watching it across, you know, in their homes. They're watching the show. I couldn't tell if it was a documentary or if it was like a fake movie. I think I read somewhere.
Was it a documentary about how the demons got them before?
I was reading here. Where I saw that. Come on. Yeah, a documentary is shown on TV of a group of teens who investigate the legendary Forbidden Zone. So I'm guessing it was a documentary.
Okay.
A documentary. So now this movie actually takes place, I think just a year or two after. When did they film this one? I think it was only like a year or two after the original. So realistically, let's see here. Ah, shit, doesn't tell me. Oh, I know what I was looking at. Filming for Demons 2 began in 1986, in May of 1986, 7 months after Demons, the first one, came out.
That's not very long.
Not at all, long at all. And so in essence here, Demons 2 basically takes place shortly after the Demons 1 takes off. Now, one of the things that I'm always iffy about with sequels, I mean, especially in the horror genre, like these kinds of things, is do they really have anything to do with each other? Right? Mm-hmm. This one does. I mean, they have the Forbidden Zone, like I said earlier, is actually the town that's been walled off from the first one. Mm-hmm. So in this imaginary land, they don't ever say exactly where it's at, although we know that it was filmed in Germany and it stars a bunch of Italians. We don't know exactly where it's supposed to be, right? So the town is basically an imaginary town that we can just do whatever we want with. So The town from the first one, you know, the movie theater, the Cinepole, they get out, the demons get out into the city. That seemed like an awfully big city, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt, okay? They stopped the demon horde, the demon invasion, and they walled that city off. So, Demons 2 takes place. We have a group of teenagers. It's a documentary of them breaking into this walled-off city for part one. These fucktards.
That's being nice.
I mean, they're demons, right? Yes. I don't get it. You know, because I know in the beginning of this show that they're watching was, could the demon outbreak ever happen again? And then they start following these teenagers that break into the Forbidden Zone. Well, yeah, I mean, if they would have stayed out of the Forbidden Zone, then no, it couldn't happen. Boy, teenagers. That's all I got to say.
I don't know if I would have done that if I was a teenager.
Well, I'm sure you would have. To impress some boy, you would have been like, okay, let's go.
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry.
Yeah, and
I wasn't like that in high school.
I remember you in high school. I remember giving you the slap of wits.
Oh, is that so?
Did you see this? This is my strawberry lemonade.
Ooh. Dude.
I can only drink a little bit of it because it's so sweet. You know, but I put it over ice. Stop eyeballing my glass. I saw you.
It's Prince.
But I drink it over ice. Boy, I think it was a little heavy on a strawberry that this time, but all in all, it's pretty damn good. But anyway, the movie. Stop talking about alcohol. Jeez. So, we're following this group. into the Forbidden Zone. And they want to find a demon, a body, because they've all been eradicated. So they just want to go in there for some proof, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they don't believe in it or they just, or what, you know, I mean, shit. I mean, if the government was telling me that, hey, don't go over there because there were demons, I'd been like, yeah, you're the government. I'm going to check out myself. Yeah. So if it was that kind of situation, yeah, I'd probably do that. Damn. Things take a turn, right?
Yeah.
Things take a turn. Now, you know, we bounce back from the documentary to these group of people that are having this party. Well, what the hell was this girl? Remember, when we were watching, I was like, what the shit? She's like, oh, my gosh, I look terrible. This dress is, oh, my gosh, do I look terrible? Yeah. That kind of reminded me of you, tell you the truth.
Really?
No, but she was like, I was like, entitled little bitch. You know, this, she, no. This girl was just obnoxious and I don't even know the word for it. How I wanted to reach the movie TV screen and slap her. You know, I don't even know what her name was. You know, I can't even look at the. I don't remember her name because she. I was so disgusted in there. I was just like, whatever. I could probably find her name here. Let me see.
Yeah.
I think I got pictures. Some of them do. Nancy, really? Maybe? I don't know. Possibly. Carolina? Who knows? Anywho. Where was I at? I lost my page. Why do you keep bouncing around on my computer?
I don't know.
I'm telling you. Jeepers creepers. So, yeah, we have most of this takes place in this high rise, right? They're all living in this huge apartment complex. And
yeah.
So all these, there's a party going on. I guess it's a birthday party for Sally, right? Because that's her name. That's right. Her name was Sally. And they were asking her to come out. So who plays Sally? Oh, yeah. Sally Day. Carolina Cataldi Tassoni. That's an Italian name there, baby.
Okay.
So she was that entitled chick that, oh, I look terrible. This dress is terrible. Does this one look good? Oh, damn, girl. I'll smack you. But, so we go. They're all waiting for her. She has a bunch of people. I don't know if they're giving her a surprise party or if it's just a planned. No, it's a planned party.
That's what it kind of sounded. It seemed like it was like a surprise party.
But she knew about it. That's why she was freaking out about her dress.
Oh, and
she's
okay,
like, yeah. Oh, I look terrible. Oh my gosh, I look terrible. Oh, holy sheep shit! That's all I gotta say. One good thing that this movie does have is a spectacular soundtrack, much like the first one.
I agree.
The soundtrack in this one was, I mean, there's the Cults in there, Art of Noise. There's some 80s bands. Dead Can Dance, Love and Rockets, The Smiths, Peter Murphy, Gene loves Jezebel, too. It had a spectacular soundtrack. So regardless of what happened to the movie, the soundtrack was good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I need a drink.
Yep. You need a drink.
Were you eyeballing my cup again?
Yes. It's awesome.
So the young woman named Sally, she's celebrating her birthday at a party with friends. Now, so let me see. I'm reading this here. When one of her friends receives a call from a boy named Jacob and invites Jacob to the party, she flies into a rage. So maybe that's why she was freaking out, because she likes Jacob.
Maybe.
But she didn't know Jacob was going to be there, and then she starts freaking out. She does not want to see Jacob, but demands everybody leave. So she's being a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. She sequesters herself. I'm reading some shit off of Wikipedia here about the synopses. Okay. As she sequesters herself in her room, she watches a part of the film. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is where she starts watching that that documentary that they're watching there. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, earlier, one of the girls of the teenagers scratches herself on, I don't know, like her fingernail or something. I don't know, like that. But it's a deep enough scratch where the blood's dripping, right? But what do they find?
A claw.
Yeah, that's right. First, they did. I forgot about that. They did find a claw in the dirt, and they're like, oh. Mm-hmm. They're playing with it and shit.
Yeah.
Not sure I'd even be touching that thing.
But then
later on,
knowing that it comes through the claws.
Yeah. Later on, they find an actual demon body. The body seems to be like decayed, right? So I'm wondering how. No, that's a story that I'd like to see, is how they fought back against this demon horde. How all this happened. How was this demon dead? Because for all intents and purposes, right, the demon's dead, you know, lying in the dirt, all decomposed and shit. How'd that happen? I'd like to see that movie. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll ever make that movie.
Probably not. You know why? Because it's something that I want to see. That's why they're not going to make it. Pricks. I'm telling you. So these kids, these teenagers, they walk over, they see that that demon body. They're like, oh, what are they tearing? They're trying to take pictures of it and all this shit. And the girl that's got the bloody hand stands right over top of the demon's mouth. Now, this is a bitch that needs to be slapped, too.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I mean, come
on. Pure stupidity.
You're bleeding. Your hand is bleeding, and it's pouring. I mean, it's dripping out. There's enough blood there where it's dripping out. But you're going to stand over a demon's body with dripping blood?
Right. Stupid.
Because you know what happens, right? What happens? The blood drips where? Right in the demon's mouth.
Right in the demon's mouth.
Okay. So the demon comes back alive. Totally regenerates all the body. It comes back.
Yeah.
And shit starts ensuing with these teenagers. And now it's right around this time here that what's her nuts, Sally, back at her in reality, her birthday party. She's watching this documentary on the screen, and a demon head comes out. It was that was pretty damn cool, because it's like the head was like coming out of screen, the TV screen. That's pretty damn cool, right?
It was like Freddy Krueger.
It was. Well, this came out before Freddy Krueger, I think. That scene, because that was in, which Nightmare on Elm Street was that in when Freddy did that?
I think it was Dream Warrior.
Wait. No, I think it was.
Maybe.
It was part three. Yeah, it was Dream Warriors. That's right. It was part three. So I don't know. When did that come out?
I don't know.
That's a good song. Dream Warriors. 1987. So Dream Warriors came out a year after this.
Oh, wow.
So maybe they took that idea from this movie.
It's possible.
It's very possible. So we have that scene where the demon's coming out of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Now, Sally runs. She screams. Ah, she ends up running into the other room where all her friends are at for her birthday party. Now, this is an apartment complex. So was she at her apartment and all of her friends were at another, like a friend's apartment?
Yeah.
She ran across the hall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she ran across the hall. Oh, we forgot. We left out this scene where they showed this pregnant girl doing yoga.
Yes, that was, wasn't that like the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, that was pretty close to the beginning. Yeah. But she plays a role in the movie going on, which is, she couldn't have been. I'm seriously, she wasn't like 3 months pregnant. she didn't have, she wasn't like pregnant. She was like a baby bump pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. She's doing yoga and calisthenics and stuff. Cool. I thought for sure that they were going to have a scene where something happened to the baby. You know, I thought the demons were going to like rip the baby out of her or something like that. That might have made the movie a little bit better, to tell you the truth. I don't know. But so now we're back to Sally. Sally goes across the hall to all her friends. Mm-hmm. They start giving her presents and they're talking. And she starts having, you know, she's turning into a demon.
Mm-hmm. Her teeth come out first.
The teeth. I want some of those teeth. I would love to get some of those fake teeth because all the demons, their teeth look cool. Even the dog demon had those teeth.
Yeah.
So, as her friends present Sally with cake, she transforms into a demon and attacks them. Ungrateful, I tell you.
Yeah.
I tell you. Turning all, that's right, she kills all of them, but there's two of them that hid in like a closet or some shit like that. Right? So, They all turn into demons. Everybody else there turns into demons. And they're all running rampant in this high rise. And then we also see this kid. This kid, they showed earlier a kid. The kid could have been 8 years old, seven, 8 years old, maybe nine at most. Sitting there, he's in front of the TV watching this documentary about these teenagers going into these demons or in the Forbidden Zone. But he's home alone. You know, there's at some point somebody calls and they're like, no, my mommy's not here. No, my daddy's not here. So.
I'm all alone. That's exactly what he said.
So. I don't know. I would never leave my 8-9-year-old alone like that.
No.
You know.
Never.
The mom eventually comes back later on, right? Does she? I don't remember, to tell you the truth.
I don't remember either.
I don't fucking know. This movie.
I don't think.
This movie, Christine.
She fucking came back. I don't think she came back.
I'm telling him. So, that's right. All these demons, their spit, their saliva, their bile that's coming out of their body is like acid. It's eating through floors and stuff, eating through electrical wiring. It shorts out electrical system in one apartment. Now, there's a dog. This is where that dog comes in because a dog, it's dripping down through the ceiling and the dog like licks it up. And you know, I was like, come on. Now, I forgot to preface this episode here. I'd never seen Demons 2. I'm a huge, huge fan of Demons 1. Love it. Watch it all the time. Never seen Demons 2 that I remember. So I was kind of going into this blind but hopeful, you know, because it's Lamberto Bava and Argento. Come on.
Yeah.
Right. So the dog licks up this ooze, this pus, saliva shit from the demon.
Something.
When that happened, I knew. I was like, oh.
Here comes
And they show a good transformation of the demon dog. You know, the dog is growling and barking at its owner, and they show its muzzle, but the skin kind of like peels back off the muzzle, and you see two little green glowing eyes on the muzzle, and the teeth get all fucked up, dropping out and shit. Dude, that was kind of a cool scene. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like the
that
fact,
interesting.
You know, when they throw something different into the, and this is the same thing with like zombies, vampires, any kind of a horror movie. When they throw something a little bit different in there, it makes you like, ooh, that was cool. The demon dog was kind of cool. The hellhound.
Yeah.
It's a hellhound. But, oh boy. Yeah, so there's a young boy that was left alone by his parents. He avoids Sally and her rampaging demons. A But the little shit gets poisoned by the bile that's dripping down from the fucking ceiling. And he becomes a demon. A little kid, 9-year-old demon kid. Damn, dude. That's kind of fucked up.
It is.
A little bit. Right? Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
It's awfully sweet. It's something to wash it down. Unapproved, baby.
Nice.
Okay. Back to the show. Where are we at? The demon boy attacks Hannah. Who the fuck is Hannah? Who is Hannah? I don't even know who in the hell Hannah is. I don't even care.
Isn't Hannah the...
Oh, she's the pregnant girl.
The pregnant girl.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And she's waiting for her husband. She kills the demon boy. That's right. This is when that little fucking ghoulie breaks out of his body.
Yes!
Dude.
It was a ghoulie.
It really was. She doesn't really kill the demon boy. The demon boy is chasing her, and he kind of just like stops, like, and starts screaming and drops to the floor and starts convulsing. And this little winged flying demon thing comes out of her. This little ghoulie. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it looked like, was a ghoulie.
It was a ghoulie.
You know, that thing chases her around, chasing her all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's right. Her husband, George, got trapped. Wait. Yeah, her husband, George, was, that's right. There was another guy, and there was a couple earlier that were like, they were having sex or something like that, and he was like satisfied, and she had to go do something, I don't know. But he was in the elevator with George, this pregnant girl's husband, and the elevator broke down. And this whole time, you know, they prop open the elevator doors a little bit, and they can see what the hell's going on. All these demons, all these people. And the
other girl is freaking out in the elevator.
Trying to give them a slapowitz, I tell you. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. But that whole scene there with the, you know, being trapped in the elevator, not being able to get out. Well, that kind of thing freaks me out, because that's like one of my fears. I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm always standing like as close to the wall as I can.
Yeah.
When I go into an elevator.
Yeah, I don't like that shit at all. But, you know, but the scene is played well in the movie. I can say that, you know. The two people that are in there, and how they're trying to fight with trying to get out. And there's even, what's the other guy? There's the guy that plays the hoodlum from the first one. He's in this one, and he plays a security guard. Well, he comes to the point here where they're trying to open up the doors, and he sees them, and he's like, okay, pull. Mm-hmm. But he gets fucking attacked, and he gets...
turned into a demon.
Yeah, turned into a demon. I'm guessing that this is where the girl gets turned. So I don't remember when she actually got turned, because she definitely turned. Well, they're trying to escape, right? They're trying to climb out of the hatch up top because they can't open the damn doors. And the guy gets out, and as he reaches down to get the girl, she pops up. And she's like, she's a demon. That battle, this guy has got some massive upper body strength. Yes. That's all I can say. Because they're down, like, on, I don't know, the third floor. And he starts pulling himself up, like, 20 floors. You know, and the demon starts climbing after him, too.
Yeah.
You know, he kicks her and knocks her down. But, dude, this guy's got some upper body strength. George. Good on you, dude. Keep pumping those weights. Telling you. So, okay. Yeah, I already did all that. As he climbs, oh, that's right. This is when that flying ghoulie thing is getting ready to kill Hannah. And George pops back onto the scene here with an umbrella.
Yep.
And kills this thing with an umbrella. Now, I thought it would have been cooler if he would have opened the umbrella up. Yeah, it would have been cooler, right? If he would have opened the umbrella up.
Yeah, and then it would have, like, maybe exploded.
Oh, something like that would have been cool.
Yeah.
But no luck. No luck. And then we go back to this scene with at the gym. We have a group of bodybuilders led by the pimp from the first movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to look this guy's name up. God dang it. It's aggravating me. He just keep calling him the pimp. Bobby Rhodes. Bobby Rhodes. That's like a man's name there. Bobby Rhodes. What's your name?
Bobby Rhodes.
Bobby Rhodes. Yeah, see, that's a man's name there. I'm telling you. But so we have this whole scene with the, everybody's clearing out of the gym, right? Stop laughing at me. It's not even funny. I don't know what you're laughing at me for. You know what? Watch this. Hold on. I'm going to take a picture of you right now. But so Bobby's closing down the gym. There's a couple of guys that want to stay back and keep working out. And all of these people here are like buff.
Yeah. You know,
muscles. And there's one scene. This might have been actually, I know you got off for a few minutes to take care of some stuff. But there was a scene where Bobby is, he's talking to one of the bodybuilders.
And yeah.
He's asking him about what he saw, because this is obviously the demons attack some people in the gym, and some shit ensues. People get myrtleated, of course. But he's he's asking him or something. He's talking to him about something. The guy's like, I think before, he's like stupid. He's like dumb as a box of rocks.
Right.
And Bobby tells him, what did he say? He says something like, well, you don't got too much muscle in your head, do you? It's all in your body. I was like, dude, come on. You're basically calling the guy a retard. I was like, man. Okay.
I hate when that happens.
I'm telling you. But these bodybuilders, for a while, seem to be like the last line of defense for a lot of defenseless people. Which get trapped up. I mean, I think they're in a parking garage at this point here. You know, they start pushing cars around to make barricades and this kind of stuff. The bodybuilders are like the line of defense.
They got like a shotgun.
Yeah, they don't have much.
No, I mean, they don't have much of anything.
Well, you know what they needed was some Ashley J. Williams.
Oh, yeah.
With Ash with his chainsaw hand, he would have cleaned shit up, dude. Clean it all up.
Yeah, that's right.
So, this whole scene too with the bodybuilders. I get it that the gym is in the apartment complex and there's people that work out there. Mm-hmm. But this whole scene with carrying it out with all these bodybuilders, you know, kind of trying to protect some people. I guess it's valiant, but. I don't think it came all over too well, in my opinion. Because I mean, there's one scene where there's a gate that drops down, and they have a remote where they can open the gates. So that way, people can come in and out. Only people that live there can get in and out. Remote stops working, so she just takes the remote and just wings it. It blows up.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So then she gets in. Somebody gets into like a BMW and tries to ram the gate. This is not no chain link fence just keeping people out. This is like it's reinforced. I mean, it's like she hits it one time, nothing happens. They hit it another time, nothing happens. So they're stuck. They're not getting out, right?
That's like the window scene where they were like throwing crap at it and it wasn't opening or breaking. Yeah. Or... So they're stuck. They're stuck like Chuck.
Stuck like Chuck. But and this is also, this scene here is where we actually see Asia Argento for the first time. Well, actually, it was a little bit before this scene in the parking garage. Her and her father are one of the people that the bodybuilders are trying to help defend.
Mm-hmm.
Asia Argento. Pretty girl. Mm-hmm. Pretty girl. Daughter of Dario Argento. Appeared in this. This was her first on-screen role. She was 10 years old. We would later find out many, many years later that she grew up to be a very big piece of trash.
Okay.
Do you know who Anthony Bourdain is?
Yes.
He was dating her, and he killed himself, right? One of the rumors that I heard that he killed himself was...
Oh, my God.
Asia Argento was involved in this... I'll just say a torrid affair with somebody that was underage.
Oh, that's sick.
And I don't know the specifics about what was happening, you know, behind stage, at home, all that shit. But at the same time that that was happening, Anthony Bourdain kills himself. That was a huge, I loved Anthony Bourdain. He was awesome. You know?
That's...
I think Asia Argento turned out to be some trash later on, is all it comes down to, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion.
My opinion. Everybody's got opinions, like assholes, right?
Right.
But anyway, let's move on. So I don't like Asia Argento. Argento. Okay. Whatever.
Dark. So,
they got a shotgun, some makeshift weapons, such as Molotov cocktails. The demons force their way in and kill everybody.
Yep.
And the dad locks Asia Argento into that car, like you were talking about earlier. And the demons just surround it and are banging on the windows. Now, eventually, they didn't show it, but...
They're probably scaring the living shit out of a little girl.
I don't think, that little girl didn't live, is what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure they got in. They didn't show it, but I'm pretty sure they got in. And also keep in mind, this is taking place in a damn high-rise.
Yep.
So the infected start making their way back up to the building. George causes a leak in the gas pipe that kills all the infected except for Sally in an explosion. He blows them all up. So Hannah and George, they find those two that were at Sally's party that hid in the closet, and they escape together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where we at? The four go to the roof. Sally gets infected. The two partygoers are dead. George dispatches them, kills them. George and Hannah lower themselves to the roof. The adjacent building, fighting a wounded Sally as they go inside the neighboring building, which is a television studio. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they're inside this studio, keep in mind, earlier I said that Hannah girl looked like she's probably 3 months pregnant.
Yeah.
They're inside this studio and she gives birth to a baby. A fully grown
baby.
Baby. I mean, not a preemie or nothing.
No.
There is no way she was that far pregnant. No way. In the movie.
Even if you're doing exercises like that, baby bump's still going to stick out.
I think pretty much what she had there was a baby bump. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
But she gave birth to a baby. George, and the baby is, there's no blood, no shit, no slime, nothing on the baby. George picks the baby up, wraps it in a blanket. I don't remember where he got the blanket from or towel or whatever the hell he had. Okay. Gives birth to a child. A blinded Sorry, Sally comes up. She's blind. And collapses, apparently dead. However, the image of Sally appears on several television monitors. Oh, that's right. Sally does. The demon dies. I have no idea why. They don't explain why, what happens, why she went blind.
Mm-hmm.
But she dies. She falls on the ground and dies. And then we see on all these, it's a movie studio. On all these screens, we see Sally running at the screen like she's going to come back out. And what's our boy George do? Boy George, get it? Boy George?
Anyway, George.
Our dude over here, George, takes something, a hammer or some shit. He smashes all of the screens, preventing Sally from coming through and reinfecting. Mm-hmm. And the final scene that we have is of Hannah and George holding their baby, looking out over the city. Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't the ending I was expecting.
So that's the movie. Okay, we just discussed the movie. We went through everything that happened in the movie, all the good stuff. What do you think, Christine? What was your honest opinion of the movie overall?
Overall, I think it was okay. And I mean, it was good until the end. It was very anticlimactic. I was looking for, you know.
Yeah. More. Yeah, the. Okay. So I'll just get into it here. You know what? Before I get into it, let's go over some of this trivia that's listed here. I looked it up on the IMDb to see if there's any trivia. There's a few things here. Let's see. The little boy demon was actually played by an adult midget.
Are you kidding?
Just the demon, not the kid.
No, the little ghouly looking thing.
No, the demon before the ghouly came out. The little kid, the little possessed kid that was running around chasing her, that was actually played by a midget, an adult midget.
That was okay.
Or a little, what do they call them? Little people, dwarf, whatever.
Little people,
yeah whatever.
People, I think.
Now Bobby Rhodes, who played the Tony the Pimp in Demons from 1985, returns as a completely different character in this sequel. Lino Salemi also reappears. That's the guy who was the hoodlum. And if you know, and that's one thing we forgot to leave. I left out completely. You know, in that first one, we have the group of hoodlums who Lino Salemi, who he plays one of them. In this one, he plays a security guard. But in this one, they kept showing these group of kids, these group of hoodlums. But nothing, nothing ever happened with them, right?
No, nothing ever happened with them. So I don't know why they would.
Okay.
Even show that.
Them
doing that.
Now, the resurrection of the first demon was actually done by filming a melting wax head. And then when they played it in reverse. So it looked like it was coming back together. That's a pretty cool effect, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
The demon popping out of the television screen was done by an actor wearing a mask, pressing his face against a latex screen. That's pretty cool.
Oh, That was cool effect.
This was the first film given an X rating without any nudity or sex or graphic violence, as the MPAA deemed the transformation sequences too much for an R rating.
Oh.
Wow.
So it was rated X?
Yeah, when it was released. In this film, Carolina Gattali Tosani plays a character named Sally Day.
Yeah.
In Demons from 1985, the original, the character of Liz, you know, remember the blind man's daughter?
Yeah.
From the first one? She's played, her name is Liz in the movie, but the actual real name of that woman is Sally Day. So Sally Day comes back around. That was kind of cool. And that's all they have for trivia. I got to tell you, as far as a Argento movie and a Lamberto movie, Baba movie, I can't say that I really liked this movie. It had its parts. It had its. I enjoyed the fact that it takes place soon after the finish of the first one. And I like how they make reference to the first one and how it ties directly in. I like that. Now, there are scenes like the dog scene, the scene in the elevator. There's several scenes that I really like. But overall, I'm just like, I wasn't getting, especially that ending, you know.
Right.
First of all, Hannah gives birth to a baby.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, she's not going to give birth to a fucking a Yugo or, you know, a moped.
Yeah, but we thought maybe it would be a demon.
Yeah, we did. We thought something was going to happen with that baby. But the fact that she's in a movie studio, what looks like 3 months pregnant, and gives birth to a baby, not even thinking about the logistics of that, you know, the mess, the pain, you know, the afterbirth, the umbilical cord, you know, how are you going to clean the baby, you know, all this stuff. Don't think about
it. They didn't even take any of that into account at all. Yeah. It just came out like a fresh, clean baby.
Yeah, it was like a baby doll. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's not take logistics into consideration here. That scene still just, for me, does not work. What's the point?
No.
What's the point?
There is no point.
Of, we know that she's pregnant. I still contend that if something were to happen to her and that baby, you know, if a demon ripped into her and pulled that baby out, that would have been better than what they did here, in my opinion. It's a horror movie.
It was like they rode off into the sunset, but not really. They just kind of watched the sun come up.
The final scene, they're standing together at the top of the building looking with the baby. I'm like,
yeah.
No, I didn't like the ending. There was so many issues I had with the whole movie. There were little things here and there that I did like, but I think overall, I probably won't watch this again, ever again.
No, me neither.
But, Christine, I got some news for you. Following the release of Demons 2, development on a third Demons film began. The follow-up project ultimately became The Church from 1989, directed by Michael Salvi, which is not narratively connected to Demons or Demons 2. But it was meant to be a part three. So I think we should probably watch it and cover it.
What was it called? The Church?
The Church.
The Church.
Yeah. I'm going to try and get that. And we'll watch that and cover that. Even though it's not, even though it was supposed to be a part three after it was made, it has no direct connection to Demons 1 or Demons 2. But since it was supposed to be a part three, maybe we'll just check it out and we'll talk about it. Christine. I think before we do The Church, we need to do a good movie. Because.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We got The Crow. We're going to do The Crow.
Yeah, we're going to do The Crow.
That's exactly right. Because Brandon Lee, his death was actually this month. It was in April. So we're gonna cover The Crow in remembrance of Brandon Lee. As well as April 21st, I just got to say, there's a special episode of Guess What You're Wrong coming out. Now, if you can see my tagline here, it says Horror Movies, Prince and Shine. April 21st is the day that Prince died. So on April 21st, we're actually going to be releasing a special episode dedicated to Prince. Now, it's not going to be solemn and, you know, depressing. We're actually going to be upbeat and talking about experiences, our first experiences, our most memorable experiences with the man or his music. So that one's going to be a good one. Keep an eye out for that one. And I still got a bunch of other shit that's in the backlog that I'm waiting on to do. And I got to still cover Waxworks from 1924.
There's a Waxworks from 1924.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it anything like the newer one with...
Yeah.
Paris Hilton and...
Oh, that one. That one was actually a remake of an 80s version of Waxworks, which was actually a remake of the 20s version. There may have actually been one in the 60s that was remade as well. I don't even remember. But they all stem from the one from the 20s and go forward.
Okay.
Obviously, as the decades grow, the stories and the graphics and the blood and guts get a little bit more, but you know.
Yeah.
So Demons 2, in my opinion, don't watch it. Go to Wikipedia, read the synopsis, the plot, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
In my opinion. But Demons 1, 1985, check that shit out, because that was awesome.
Yeah, that was an awesome movie.
That was a good movie.
Anything good soundtrack.
Else? Yeah, they both had good, and that's another thing. They both had really good soundtracks, and maybe it was just the time, maybe it was because of who was writing and directing this and producing this movie, you know, Bava and Argento, that people were like, oh yeah, let's give them the rights to our music so they can use them in this movie. I think the movie is shite. I don't like it at all.
No.
But that's it. That is Demons 2 from 1986.
Yeah.
Forgettable at best. A little creepy at times, but nah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know. But that's it. That's it for this episode.
Two thumbs down.
Two. That's it. That's it for this episode. Everybody out there, sleep well. Love, peace, and chicken grease, baby. And that's gonna do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.